This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. You know how we love to explore all kinds of fascinating stories, and today we're diving into a really heartwarming one.
Yeah, definitely heartwarming. I think everyone's going to love this one.
So get ready to meet a moose named Milo who discovers the joys of ice skating, even with some wobbly mishaps along the way.
He definitely has some mishaps, but that's all part of the fun.
Yeah, exactly. And we're taking a deep dive into a children's story called The Ice Skating Moose. Get ready to learn about Milo's determination, his hilarious stumbles, and how he ultimately becomes the star of the rink for a really unexpected reason.
Definitely unexpected, that's for sure.
All right, so picture this. It's the Winter Ice Festival, and all the animals are out there twirling and gliding, having a blast. But there's one animal who's not quite as thrilled about the icy fun, and that's Milo.
Yeah, poor Milo. He's a moose. And well, those giant hooves aren't exactly made for graceful ice skating, are they?
I mean, have you ever tried to balance on ice skates with hooves? It's got to be a challenge.
It's a great example of how this story immediately highlights a challenge that a lot of us can relate to, right? Feeling out of place or intimidated by something new.
For sure. It's like that first day of school or trying a new sport for the first time. We've all been there.
Absolutely. And the story reminds us that it's okay to feel those things.
So Milo's watching his friends, Benny the Bunny, Tina the Fox, and Gary the Goose. They're all having so much fun on the ice.
They're probably zipping and zooming all over the place.
Exactly. And I bet Milo's thinking, I wish I could do that. But he's just too nervous to try.
But luckily he has some great friends.
That's right. Benny, Tina, and Gary. They see that Milo's hesitant, so they encourage him to give it a go. They're like, come on, Milo. It'll be fun.
They're such good friends. They know that trying new things is important, even if it's scary.
So, with a deep breath and a little encouragement from his buddies, Milo takes his first tentative steps onto the ice.
And what happens?
Well, let's just say it doesn't go exactly as planned.
Oh, no. What happens?
He ends up sprawled out on the ice like a giant furry sled. I can just imagine the scene.
Oh, dear. But at least he tried, right?
He did. And you know what's even better? He starts laughing.
He does.
Yeah. He thinks it's funny. And his friends are laughing too, but not in a mean way. They're all laughing together because falling on the ice could be pretty silly.
That's the best kind of laughter, right? When you can laugh at yourself and with your friends.
Totally. It shows that they don't take themselves too seriously and that they're there to support each other.
Exactly. And this is where the story takes a really positive turn. Despite the initial failure, it emphasizes a positive attitude. Even though Milo falls, he finds the whole experience fun.
So important. I mean, how many times have we given up on something because we were afraid of failing or looking silly?
It happens to the best of us, but this story reminds us that it's okay to make mistakes and to laugh at ourselves along the way.
All right, so Milo's had his first taste of ice, and he realizes it's not as scary as he thought.
So what does he do next?
He gets back up. He's determined to give it another try.
Good for him. I love his perseverance.
Me too. And he starts practicing standing still, getting his balance. Then he tries sliding a little bit. Just tiny movements at first.
He's taking it slow and steady.
Exactly. And he's actually starting to get the hang of it. Sure, he still wobbles a bit. And Tina the Fox jokes that he looks like a dancing moose on stilts.
Can you imagine a moose on stilts?
That's a hilarious image. But you know what's great about Milo? He doesn't let the teasing bother him. He's focused on improving and having fun.
This is a great example of how the story highlights the importance of perseverance and not being afraid to look silly while learning something new.
I agree. It's such an important message, especially for young listeners. It's teaching them that it's okay to try new things, even if you don't get it perfect right away.
And that sometimes the most important thing is just to have fun and enjoy the process.
Okay, so are you ready for the most exciting part of the story?
I am. Tell me everything.
So Milo's out there on the ice, feeling pretty good about his progress.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, whoosh, a huge gust of wind comes along and sweeps him off his hooves.
Oh, no. Is he okay?
Oh, yeah. He's fine. But he's spinning uncontrollably across the ice. He's going faster and faster. It's like he's in a whirlwind.
This sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It kind of does. But here's the amazing thing. He spins once, twice, three times, and then lands in a perfect pose. Like something you'd see in a figure skating competition.
No way. Seriously.
Seriously. It's like the wind magically transformed him into an ice skating pro.
That is amazing. This unexpected moment of success coming from an accident adds such a delightful twist to the story. It shows that sometimes even our mistakes can lead to something wonderful.
So true. I love that message. Yeah. It's like sometimes the universe has a plan for us, even when we think we're messing up.
And it reminds us to embrace those unexpected moments and see where they take us.
From that moment on, Milo becomes the star of the rink.
Really?
Yeah. Not for his perfect technique.
Oh.
He's the star because he never gave up and because his silly falls make everyone laugh.
So he's like the class clown of the ice rink.
In a good way. He brings joy and laughter to everyone around him.
The story beautifully demonstrates that true success isn't always about perfection. It's about embracing our individuality, having fun, and inspiring others with our own unique style.
I love that takeaway.
Yeah.
It's like saying, be yourself, embrace your quirks, and don't be afraid to stand out.
And most importantly, have fun.
So what's the one thing we can all take away from Milo's icy adventure? Maybe it's the reminder that trying something new, even if we stumble at first, can lead to surprising joys and unexpected talents. What resonates most with you about Milo's story?
Definitely the message of perseverance. I think it's so important to remember that we don't have to be perfect at something to enjoy it. And sometimes the most rewarding experiences come from trying something new and pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones.
Couldn't agree more. And you know what else I love about this story? It reminds us that laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, I think that's a great takeaway, too, especially in today's world where things can feel so serious and stressful. It's important to remember to find joy in the simple things and to not take ourselves too seriously.
Absolutely. So if you're feeling down or discouraged, just remember Milo the Moose and his wobbly journey to ice skating stardom. It's a reminder that we can all achieve our dreams, even if we stumble along the way.
And you never know what hidden talents you might discover along the way. Just like Milo found his hidden spinning talent.
All right, so before we wrap up, I have one final thought-provoking question for you, our listeners. If you could try any winter activity, no matter how silly you might look, what would it be?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think I'd want to try snowshoeing. It looks like so much fun, but I imagine I'd fall over a lot.
I'm sure you'd be a natural at it, or at least you'd provide some laughs for everyone else.
That's the spirit. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the ice skating moose. I had a blast talking about this heartwarming story.
Me too. It's such a great reminder to embrace our imperfections, have fun, and never give up on our dreams.
And we'll be back next time with another fascinating deep dive into a whole new topic. It's going to be out of this world, so stay tuned.
All right, everyone. Until then, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep laughing. And if you get a chance to try ice skating or snowshoeing or any other fun winter activity, don't forget to channel your inner Milo the Moose.
Embrace the wobbles.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.